30,000 acres of Yellowstone National Park are protected from mining by congressional order, but there's a sliver that's not. A Montana nonprofit is trying to change that. The Bozeman-based Greater Yellowstone Coalition wants to close what it sees as a dangerous loophole that could still allow mining to happen on the edge of the world's first national park. The GYC is trying to raise $6.25 million to buy the land and mineral rights on private property in what is known as the Yellowstone Gateway along the northern edge of the park to prevent Crevice Mining Group from prospecting for gold. Coalition Executive Director Scott Christensen says the deal will extinguish the last real and significant mining threat on the border of Yellowstone National Park forever.
Purchasing the mineral rights, the mining leases, the claims that they've staked, the mining permit they have, all of the proprietary plans and exploration information that they have, allowing them to walk away and avoid a mine being built on the boundary of Yellowstone.
Christensen says the coalition has until October 1st to raise the remaining $2.35 million to buy the mining rights, or Crevice will move forward with its plans. In addition to concerns over mining, Crevice Mountain, where the mine is being proposed, is also prime grizzly bear habitat and home to a migration corridor for elk, mule deer, and bighorn sheep. Christensen says wildlife are another reason for concern over a potential mine.
I just have to believe that there are a lot of people out there in our country and really in the world who share the same passion that we do for Yellowstone National Park and this amazing Greater Yellowstone ecosystem.
The coalition website says a mine on Crevice Mountain would permanently alter vital wildlife habitat north of Yellowstone, but could also severely impact the character, water quality, and aesthetic value of much of the park itself. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.